Welcome to Quick News. This is Ted. The news was published on Sunday, January 5th. Today, we're discussing a groundbreaking discovery in the world of astronomy. Astronomers have captured the first ever image of an astrosphere around a star like our own sun. We're joined by Eric and Kate to dive into this topic. So let's get started. Eric, can you explain what an astrosphere is and why it's so significant?
Sure, Ted. An astrosphere is basically a giant bubble of hot, charged gas that's formed by a star's stellar winds interacting with the surrounding interstellar medium. These winds are like streams of charged particles constantly being blown out from the star, creating this cosmic shield around it.
Yeah, Eric, you're right. And what's super fascinating is how this astrosphere acts like a protective cocoon, shielding planets from deadly cosmic radiation. It's kind of like an invisible force.
Indeed, it's especially notable because capturing images of astrospheres around sun-like stars has been a real uphill battle for astronomers. We've mostly seen them around massive or very young stars until now.
And let's not forget, the Moth is a pretty youthful star, just about 100 million years old. It's like a toddler compared to our sun, which is about 4.6 billion years old. Its stellar winds are way more intense compared to older stars, making it the perfect candidate for this discovery.
Exactly, Kate. Those strong stellar winds form this protective astrosphere, which is crucial for understanding the early stages of our own solar system. It's like looking into
interesting
a cosmic
stuff, guys. Mystery. Now, what about the method they used to capture this image, Kate?
Oh, they relied on NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory for this. Imagine a giant space camera taking X-ray snapshots. They detected a glowing X-ray halo extending around 100 astronomical units from the star. It's like seeing the star's aura in X-rays.
Right, and these X-ray emissions define the boundary of the astrosphere, which showcases just how powerful and extensive these stellar winds really are. It's almost like tracing the outline of that cosmic shield we were talking about.
You know, discoveries like these can totally shake up our understanding of planetary habitability.
Precisely. When you have a strong astrosphere, it can deflect harmful cosmic radiation, potentially making planets in that zone more likely to
support life. But don't forget, Eric, high stellar activity can also strip planets of their atmospheres, which would make them totally unlivable. It's a double-edged sword.
Now let's shift gears a bit to some historical context. Eric, can you think of a past astronomical discovery that had a similar impact?
Sure thing, Ted. I'd say the discovery of the heliosphere around our own solar system was a game changer. It was a real turning point in our understanding of how cosmic radiation affects our environment.
That's a solid example. But I'd argue that the discovery of exoplanets around other stars had an even bigger impact on our search for life beyond Earth. It was like opening a Pandora's box of cosmic
possibilities. True, but the heliosphere discovery really helped us understand the protective mechanisms of our own solar system, which is key when studying these other planetary environments. It's all
Yeah, but finding
context.
Planets like Proxima Centauri b took us a step further in identifying potentially habitable zones. It's like heliosphere gave us the framework while exoplanets filled in the details.
Eric, why do you think the heliosphere discovery is particularly relevant here?
Well, Ted, it laid the groundwork for research like this. By understanding how our own solar system's heliosphere protects us, we can apply similar concepts to study the Moth's astrosphere. It's like having a blueprint.
I get your point, Eric. But I still think the exoplanet discoveries broke new ground in our quest to find signs of
extraterrestrial
life.
Whether it's the heliosphere or exoplanet findings, builds on our knowledge. They're all interconnected milestones in the grand journey of space exploration.
True that. But this new discovery about the Moth builds on both the heliosphere and the exoplanet research, pushing us even further into the cosmic
fascinating perspectives.
Event.
Moving on. How do these past events enhance our understanding of the Moth and its astrosphere? Finally, let's speculate a bit on future research. Eric, what are the potential ways this discovery could unfold?
One significant outcome could be the improvement of our models of stellar winds and their effects on astrospheres and planetary systems. It could refine our searches for habitable exoplanets, making them more precise.
But there's also the angle of understanding how planet formation occurs under strong stellar activity. It may offer insights into natural planetary defense mechanisms, It's like finding a cosmic
shield generator.
True, Kate.
And as our technology evolves, we might get to observe more astrospheres directly, boosting our understanding of different stellar environments. It's all about expanding our cosmic horizons.
Seriously, though, focusing on the factors that contribute to habitability can revolutionize our field of astrobiology, explaining how life might thrive in extreme cosmic conditions.
Eric, could this lead to new technologies or methods in space exploration?
Absolutely, Ted. We could see advances in X-ray observatories and analytical tools, allowing us to explore deeper into space with more accuracy. It's like upgrading our cosmic toolkit.
And new approaches in exoplanet satellite missions could drastically improve our understanding of planetary atmospheres. It's like getting a clearer view of potential.
Yes, both technological evolution and deeper theoretical insights will drive the future of studying young star systems.
Plus, this discovery could spur interdisciplinary research that merges astrophysics, planetary science, and astrobiology in exciting new ways. It's like a cosmic collaboration.
Ultimately, it all leads to understanding the conditions that support life, our ultimate goal in space exploration. It's the big cosmic.
Both of you have given us so much to ponder. Imagine the future with all these possibilities. That wraps up today's discussion. Thank you, Eric and Kate, for your insightful contributions. Thank you for tuning in to Quick News. Until next time.